We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. We're watching some videos during the break of Jalen Hurts.
How do you look?
Just a bit outside.
Wow.
So NFL Network cuts right to the... They show the map of the United States, and they have Philadelphia. They're like, let's send it to Philadelphia. And right to it, Jalen Hurts dropping back, throwing the, I think it was Ertz or Goddard.
Ertz.
He sailed it right over his head.
I mean.
It wasn't a shot,
but at least he had defenders in his face, and it wasn't an empty pocket, right?
He didn't have defenders
in his
face.
No, there was nobody in his face, as a matter of fact.
But like, it was a long throw, right? It was a tough throw.
No, it was about 15 yards. About 15 yards.
So you're telling me maybe there's a reason why the Eagles have their options open.
And again, I haven't gotten a chance to go down and watch practice, but they keep throwing out these videos. You know, yeah, that's not good.
No, it can't be good.
Well, I mean, listen, Elliott's had a chance to watch him every day, and Elliott charts every throw.
Exactly right.
So
I can't believe Elliott anymore. I can't. Because Kempski writes that the offense hasn't looked sharp, and it starts with the quarterback. D. Gunn says, wow, this seems a long way away. And Elliot comes on. He's like, no, everything's great.
Oh, okay.
No, I can believe Elliot. There's people are watching, you know, through different
they see, different lenses.
Yes, exactly. So Elliot's coming up at 4 o'clock. But Nick Sirianni spoke this morning. Here's the best of them. We'll get back to it.
Devontae's out here working on the jugs machine. Breaking news. Yeah. What's the plan for him moving forward as he works on the knee?
Yeah, he just being in the training room, working to attack the training room and get himself healthy and just be mentally in it when he's out. You know, so the meetings are huge for him just to stay mentally sharp, and he is very mentally sharp. And so he's really into the meetings, really into practice of watching it while he's not able to participate.
Like Zach Ertz is going to be here, how much more involved will he be in the game planning going forward and practice and even in the games?
You know, game planning, we're not even close to thinking about that yet. It's just we're repping a set of plays that we think's good for, you know, our group. And you can see as you watch practice, we throw the ball to the tight ends quite a bit, right in between those. And, you know, you're watching it. You see where we're kind of throwing it to them. And so just seeing, again, what Zach can do and what all the tight ends can do and really – really impressed with Zach and his ability. He's just, you know, he's been such a productive player in this league for so long. And, you know, you see it on game tape from afar, right? But then when you get to be able to go to practice and see in meetings, like, he's just a very instinctual player and a very smart football player. So, you know, we want to use those strengths that he has right there to be able to find holes in the defense, because he just has a supreme feel that is very typical among good players.
What's your experience with the use of analytics in terms of player evaluation, how you run your offense, and also on game days, and how much do you plan to use it?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jeff. I think it's just a piece of the puzzle, right? You study, like, when you're evaluating, I'll talk about more so the game planning of a team. You game plan a team, there's a lot of thought process that goes into that. It's, you're watching that first and second down cut up, you're watching that third down cut up, you're watching what's hit on that defensive coordinator throughout the past 4 years. So you're putting in a lot of time studying tape. And then there's these numbers that you have on that can either back up what you look at those. You study the tape first. then you get this analytic piece of it, and you're like, what do the numbers say? Oh, that's exactly what I was seeing. And sometimes it's, hey, I didn't see exactly that. Let me go back and rewatch that and see if those numbers are telling the truth. So when you're game planning an opponent, it helps you out tremendously. But again, it's just a piece of the puzzle. I think a wise man avoids all extremes. You don't want to be like, I'm just putting all my eggs in this basket, or I'm just putting all my eggs in this basket. You use all the pieces available to you to help put your team in the best position. And then as far, I think you asked about just on game day, again, that's the same thing. We use that. It's great information to help us be able to call the game, right? We have a plan for third down. Hey, we want to run this and this and this and this in this order. But that can change, right, based off of what the defense is doing. And that's the same thing with analytics. Hey, this is what the charts are saying to do this and this and this and this. But there's a human feel to it as well. And so you want to avoid the extremes, but use the information that's given to you because it is valuable information that can help you win and lose football games.
When the pads go on, we see there's always things get chippy, there's fights. What's your philosophy? I mean, do you tell them no fighting? Do you kind of accept it as part of the deal? What's your message to them about that?
You know, we want to, this whole thing about connecting, right? That's a big piece. Again, the best teams that I've been around are the tightest teams. Now, does that mean that, like, I haven't fought, like, I'm tight with my brothers. That doesn't mean I haven't gotten fights with them. So I'd rather them not fight, and they know that, but we'll handle that as it comes. And you know, because the fighting, too, there is a part of, it's going to get chippy out there when the pads come on. We all know that. But you also have to, in this game, you have to keep your cool to play the next play, right? And you can't do things that hurt your team. Fighting gets you penalties. Fighting, right, gets you to think about the fight rather than the play, right, which is what we got to focus on. So, again, just like practice is, it's a great preparation for the game. So if there is a fight, it's a great teaching moment. But we'd rather not have that happen and have that hard competition still. But things happen at practice, and we'll handle them as they go.
Who's a receiver or two that has stood out to you so far in camp?
I've been very pleased with the entire group. I think that it's, you know, Kevin Petullo keeps coming up to me and he keeps saying, we didn't have this speed in Indy. So it's like, and he's like, and we sure as heck didn't have it right away. And so it's like we're seeing that we got some guys that can really run. And so I'm really excited about that. You know, you saw Quez yesterday go deep, and Jalen did a great job of finding him through a perfect ball out there. And so really excited about the group as a whole, because I really feel like we have, like, Howie and his staff have done such a good job of getting players in here that we can work with and develop. And so, again, I mentioned Quez and John Hightower looks really fast too out there, but I'm really pleased with the group as a whole.
What's the thinking with Devontae and the preseason? Are you expecting him to play preseason games at all?
Yeah, we're not putting a timetable on any injuries. We just want him to attack this, you know, his rehab and get ready as soon as he can. You know, we want him to have as many reps as he possibly can. This is a different game. NFL, you know, NFL and college football are a different game. So we want him to get as many reps as he can, and we'll play that day by day, week by week.
From a picture perspective with the preseason, I know it's still a week away, but this is our first exposure to you. Are you going to try to get more guys in there? Are you more conservative when it comes to the preseason?
Yeah, it's case by case. It's case by case, and we'll talk through every guy and what their experience is. And it's just like, you know, you don't treat every player the same, and it is. It's truly case by case, and what we want to show and what we don't want to show, those are discussions that we've had. We've had our game plan for our preseason done, because my philosophy is, hey, let's get the scripting done. We can always adjust it. Let's get the game plans done for the preseason. We can always adjust it so that when we're here with the players, right, we're not up all night thinking about what we're going to run against the Steelers or the Patriots or the Jets. We're thinking about, our sole focus is, how do we get our players better? That's all that matters, is how we get those players better. So, again, there will be adjusting of those game plans and talk through all that, but really every day we're just focused on how we're getting our guys better.
Two more, please.
Talk today, and will you tackle at any point during camp?
Again, that's a constant talk. We talked about that this morning. You know, we're not going to tackle today, but, you know, that's a constant talk about, hey, should we tackle this period, tackle this period? We're undecided on that right now. The speed, when we have pads on, the players know exactly when we have pads on. That was one of our first meetings. Here's what it looks like when we're in a walkthrough. And this is the expectations of you. We do it just like we would do a play. The expectations, so everybody knows. Here's what we want you to do when it's jog through. Here's what we want you to do when it's tap off. Here's what we want you to do when it's thud. Here's what we want you to do when it's full pads. It doesn't say go to the ground, but the players know what we want and require when it's full pads.
Man, he over-explains pretty much everything. That's Nick Sirianni.
Man.
You get a tackle in practice. I don't know what he's talking about by the end of the answer. He said he was unsure. We talked about it this morning. We're unsure, and then...
Yeah, are we going live or not, Coach, in practice?
Yeah, it's simple. And unsure, if he says he's unsure, like, oh, okay, like, I get it. You're unsure about it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he wouldn't for a day or two. I know they're worried about injuries.
Yeah, I mean, because you know what? These coaches, they may have intentions or they may want to go live and then something happens and they're like, you know what? Maybe best if we don't go live. Put on the pads, have some hitting drills, but let's not necessarily tackle to the ground.
Tackle to the ground, right.
Yeah.
Which is, Chip was one of the first to, right, that didn't like the tackling all the way to the ground.
Yeah.
When he was here?
Well, with us for the Eagles, you know, but no, other coaches around the league. Like when I was in Atlanta, you didn't tackle Andy. Andy was one of the few coaches that did live periods as frequently as we
did
live periods. Yes.
Right.
A lot of coaches are more or less concerned about that. But then there are coaches that are from the old school. That's like, hey, the only way you get ready to play football is by playing football.
Yeah.
So, you know, but with today, you also had two practices in one day back then. These guys have one practice a day.
Yeah, for an hour.
It's not an hour and 40 minutes. Are you kidding
me? Which was the longest practice that they had.
John Harbaugh's special teams practices were an hour and 20 minutes.
And the veterans had off, too, on Friday. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, I saw that. So, yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is now.
Mm.
Like, he's no different than a lot of coaches around the league.
Yeah, no, agreed.
It's just what the NFLPA wants. It's a different age.
Yep.
Like, players actually have say.
And it's not going back to
anything else. No. It's not going back to the Stone Ages. Yeah, that's out.
No.
That's out.
All right, let's – actually, do you see in Panthers practice today, some backup defensive back took the head off of a wide receiver, and Matt Rhule literally cut him on the field.
Wow, really?
Yeah. Who was it? It was the kid they played for Temple. He played at Temple for him, the wide receiver.
Robbie Anderson?
No. It's a guy that's like, you know, borderline making the team. Type guy. And there was a backup safety that the ball was kind of thrown up in the air and, you know, like he went headhunting on him.
Yeah.
Hit him in the head. The player was down on the field for like, you know, however many minutes and then went to the hospital.
Him.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got to go. Yeah, out.
So he literally cut him on the field.
Yeah, he should have.
Yeah, I mean
he should have. Like,
yeah,
listen,
I can't believe he did.
He just went and injured a teammate.
A teammate, yeah.
Yeah, like that's a dirty play.
With a dirty headhunting play.
Like, yeah, you got to go.
All right, let's give you our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers.
Remember Earl Thomas did that to a player?
Yeah, they cut him.
Yeah, like he got to go.
Yep.
The rest of the players are looking at that like, oh, I know you're not just going to let that happen.
No, you can't. No, you have to make an example of him.
Yes,
yep.
Yes.
Unless it's the quarterback or somebody like that, then
only
you
can't. Only an idiot would do what that guy did.
Yes.
So he deserves to be
cut.
He deserves to be cut.
All right, Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're looking to get engaged, visit my friend Jim at Mark's Jewelers. Support the home team. You will not regret it. Visit marks-jewelers.com. You can schedule an appointment with a diamond expert. We're asking, have you bought into Jalen Hurts? Mm-hmm. His teammates have bought into Jalen Hurts. Yep. They're embracing Jalen Hurts. They have T-shirts and hats that they're wearing around with
the
his
real
sayings
question
on
is,
it.
Did they buy those T-shirts, though?
I would assume they didn't spend their own money. I don't think they Venmo'd Rodney McLeod or anything. But do you, as a fan, do you buy into Jalen Hurts? Now, there's a difference between supporting Jalen Hurts and buying into Jalen Hurts as the quarterback of this team going forward, right? Like believing that he's the guy, he's the answer. The Eagles shouldn't be looking anywhere else. It's 57-43 right now. We've been pretty consistent with that number right there. Most people don't want Deshaun Watson, and they want to see what Jalen Hurts has, but clearly not as many people think Jalen Hurts is necessarily the answer.
Yeah, I mean, they are still waiting to see. I've been real, and I'm not just pandering to our fan base, but in all honesty, as it pertains to the Eagles, we all know we can get the green goggles at times and just go crazy. And there has been a little bit of that. But the majority of the fan base have really viewed this team this year and have a realistic approach to what they expect from the team. And that also includes the quarterback. It's not as if they aren't buying him or want him out. It's more or less like, yeah, I'm intrigued, but I want to see a little bit more. And as long as you're open to being wowed, impressed, that's all you can ask for right now. Like, that's all you can ask for is have an open mind to it. And that's all that they're probably saying to the Eagles. Is that, yeah, you may have one eye over there somewhere, but at least be open to the idea that this could be the guy, right? In other words, give him the opportunity to show you that he can do it. And I think that's where most fans are, and there are several factors contributing to that. But part of it is they haven't been convinced that Jalen Hurts can't play yet.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that he can't play. No one's ever heard me come on the air and say, that guy can't play. Do I have questions? Yeah, of course I do. Do I find it strange that the organization, who you would think would be ready to embrace a player that they drafted and started the wheels of Carson Wentz going elsewhere, that they haven't done that? I find it very perplexing. I do. Let's go to Mike. Mike's in Havertown. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are we doing?
Hi, Mikey.
What's up, Mike?
I am a huge Alabama fan, and I'm a huge fan of Jalen Hurts as a person, but man, he scares me as a quarterback in the NFL.
Watching some of
his reads through his progressions, he went, into the run. I mean, that's why he got replaced, by Tua. And I don't think you're going to find anywhere that there's a teammate that doesn't like him. He's a super quality person.
Right.
Great guy, great leader. I just, as a quarterback, in the NFL as a starter, I just don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm totally wrong. Mm-hmm. But man, he just scares me as a quarterback with some of his with his throwing ability.
So what is it? You think he doesn't have the arm strength, or is it decision making?
I would say decision making and accuracy.
Okay.
Because after his first reader wasn't there. The one great thing was he would throw to everybody. He spread the ball around great. But, I mean, look at Alabama's offensive line. They were great. Look, he had
his receivers.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's wide open. Yeah.
He had Jerry Jeudy.
Yeah.
I mean, my
Calvin Ridley. Yeah, he had all of them. Yeah.
Yeah, and he even had
the – he had CeeDee Lamb in Oklahoma.
There you go. And, it wasn't –
wide
like
open, guys.
It wasn't like he went to a team that – didn't have receivers, offensive line. And then he had the backfield, too. Gosh, he had Josh Jacobs back there. So there's all different types of options.
I share your skepticism. But what I'll say is, as far as the one read and then taking off, he's also a young quarterback, too, right? To where the development of the quarterback at the position, you would hope to see improvement on what you saw last year. Like, with the accuracy, that's just stuff that he may never be the most accurate quarterback. I think that's fair to say. But he can work on all these things and get better and develop.
Yeah. I mean, listen, and some of that can be misleading, right? We've seen guys, and I'm not saying accuracy isn't important, but I think sometimes the devil is in the details, right? Sam Bradford, I believe, set a record for accuracy. He stinks. Always has, always will.
Yeah.
So I'm not buying in that. If you're the chuck and duck type of player where you're just throwing the ball 5 yards down the field just to get it out your hands, you're gonna have a high completion percentage. What about the yards per attempt? That's also
Sam Bradford and Kirk Cousins. I mean,
yes, that's also important. So in other words, if you're a guy who takes more chances down the field, then you're probably gonna complete less passes. But when you do hit on him, you're hitting on him for 40, 50, 60 yards down the field.
More impactful.
Yeah, more impactful. So it all depends on the type of offense you're running and what are you asking him to do in the offense. What are you asking him to do in the offense? So, you know, I think it can fluctuate it from year to year, whether or not how accurate you are. What you can't be, in my opinion, is a guy that holds on to the ball way too long. And you can't be a guy that turns the ball over.
Right.
Like, that's what you can't be.
Right.
Which I can deal with accuracy issues, but I can't deal with bad sacks, fumbles.
And interceptions.
And interceptions.
Yeah.
You can't have those as a quarterback, and we all know my guy. He just wallowed in that last year.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, it was –
it was bad. It was bad. Across the board, he had the trifecta: fumbles, sacks, interceptions, incompletions. All right, our movie guy Jeremy in West Philly's here. Hi, Jeremy.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
What's up, J-Man?
What's going on? So, first, to answer this question, the answer is no, and it's only because of this. I can't be like these blindly illogical Eagles fans talking about I'm all in on Jalen. He's got the tangibles and all of that. He's played 3.5 games. He needs some hair on his chin. His jersey's not even dirty yet. Like, what has he proven? I mean, we overvalue quarterbacks. I know that for a fact, but wasn't he graded to be a late second-round, third-round pick?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, so I'm in on him because it's like I'm sitting in the pool, but my feet's in the shallow end because he's our starting quarterback. Ironically, he was actually my keeper for my fantasy team for this year. So
well, it works out for you. There you go. Yeah.
And he could. And as far as fantasy value with running,
he's pretty good. Yeah,
I like him. Yeah.
So it's like the only time I wasn't in on our quarterbacks was Nick Foles and Sam Bradford. That's it. Because
you weren't in on Nicky Six.
Partly yes, but then it became the fans, and I was like, y'all saw that he's a bum, right? That he's below, he's an average quarterback. They can't start a full season anywhere.
Yes, correct. Well, he used the word bum.
Yeah, I mean, you're kind of harsh on our MVP there.
No, I think it's fair to say, even for the most ardent Foles supporter, that he's been given opportunities to be a starter. And I mean, listen, it happened in Jacksonville. It happened prior to him coming back here. It happened in Chicago. I mean, there's a reason why
he's
not a
starter. He works with Frank Reich, man, or here.
Yeah. All right. So I'm a Leo with this. Two things. One, I actually talked my mom into going to go see Candyman with me when it comes out. I love horror movies. Candyman screwed me up as a child. I don't know if you remember it.
Of course.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Creepy.
Yes.
but let me give you some quick trivia. All right. This is fun. Will Smith made Wild Wild West. He turned down a major movie role around that same time to make Wild Wild West. Do you know what movie it is?
So what year was Wild West? Mid-90s?
No, yes. Late. Oh, that mid-90s?
Late 90s,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
It's a major,
1999.
Major movie role that he turned down to make Wild Wild West.
Sixth Sense.
No.
What is it? I have no idea.
Will Smith was the original choice to play Neo in The Matrix.
Wow. And he could have totally pulled that off, too.
Oh, he was playing Neo. I'm thinking of Morpheus.
He was the original choice to play because he had just made Independence Day and Bad Boys, and he was starting to blow up.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Next big thing, and he made Wild Wild West.
I like, Jeremy, I like the trivia questions. Thank you.
Now, listen, I think Will obviously became one of the most successful actors in Hollywood, one of the biggest actors in Hollywood. Right. And I like hearing stories like this because there's a lot of them where an actor or an actress turned down a role that became a great role for someone else, and they took a different role.
And they're like, damn.
Yeah, it happens a lot in Hollywood, sure. Right, reading certain scripts. I'm trying to think if Will Smith would have been a better Neo than
Keanu Reeves isn't the greatest actor.
Reeves.
I mean, he was good in that.
Yeah, it didn't require him to be a great actor.
Would Will have overacted the part?
Yeah, Will may have been too good of an actor. Now, you put him next to Lawrence Fishburne, That's a good duo,
man.
Right there.
By the way, you guys see what Will Smith's new movie coming out is going to be?
No.
He's playing the Serena Williams.
Yeah, I saw that, yes.
And Venus Williams' dad.
Yep. Richard Williams, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I did see that.
He's starting to morph into the dad roles.
know? Yes, yes, yes.
That's what, that's ask what Eddie Murphy. That's what you got to do.
Daddy daycare. Then you're doing daddy daycare, like Eddie Murphy.
It's safe to say Wild Wild West was a bad choice. We all agree with that.
Yes. I actually heard today Bill Murray turned down Forrest Gump, and he's still never seen the movie. When he turns down roles that are good roles,
he won't watch
the movie. So right. Like,
because he don't want to know what he missed out on. Now, hold on, what role would he have played?
Forrest Gump.
I'm glad he turned it down.
Yeah, I'm glad he turned it down.
Forrest Gump with Bill Murray. Like, he's shown that he can play some out there roles.
Listen, without having an actual number in my head, there's no way Tom Hanks is not one of the five best actors I've ever seen.
Oh, man. Unbelievable range.
Right? Yeah. There's no way Bill Murray was making it a better movie than Tom Hanks.
Well, I think he turned it down to be in Space Jam, if I'm not.
In Space Jams?
I think so.
Really?
He didn't say why.
They saw Michael Jordan and said, "Oh my God, wow!"
But he is a Chicago guy,
right.
Yeah,
so that's probably why.
Maybe I'm not 100% sure.
That makes sense.
Could have totally been making it up, but that
sounds
think that's why.
That sounds probably like what
it sounds like he would even do. Yeah, yes, agreed. Because I think he was doing stuff for the NBA. He had those NBA commercials that
Bill
he
Murray
did back then. Yeah. All right, coming up, Elliot Shore Spadaro. I mean Parks. Very, very positive on the Eagles this year, Ike.
He is, man.
Is Zach McPherson's name Zach or Zach? And is he the best cornerback in camp? And is Jalen Hurts getting better as camp is going on? We'll get it right from the horse's mouth. Elliot Shore Parks, live from camp, coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Hey, listen, let's talk about BetMGM. Raise the stakes with BetMGM. It's the best time to sign up because they're giving new customers a shot at an easy $100. Just register using code MARKS100. And win $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on the Phillies or Nationals, and if either team hits a home run. BetMGM is always ready to help you turn big plays into major paydays. Enjoy innovative parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. So, download the app or just go to BetMGM.com. Use the code MARKS100 to win up $100 when you bet $1 on the Phillies or Nationals and either team hits a home run. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.